Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm joined by Romola Garai, protagonist of Miss Marx by Susanna Nicchiarelli, screening here in competition. Welcome.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you.
So I have to say that, yes, it's a period film about an historical character, but it feels like a film that we will watch today about a contemporary woman.
Yes, I hope so. I think the way that Susanna has made the film is not like a traditional biopic at all. There's a lot of punk music in it. Sometimes the character speaks to camera. You know, I really think that she has made something that it doesn't fit in the box of a period film, really. And I think that all comes from the character, because Eleanor Marx did not fit in her time. She feels like somebody that should have been born now and was somehow transported back 100 years.
Susanna said that she wanted to show the contradictions in her life, you know, the trying to find a balance between the rational part and the emotional part, where she was telling and fighting for equity and what was happening in her love life, especially.
Yeah, I think I certainly felt I recognized, and I'm sure other people will recognize, the tendency in people who are very, very good and think about others all the time to not think enough about themselves. I certainly think that Eleanor was so dedicated to her principal causes, equality for women and the furtherance of socialism and the eradication of poverty. And she just worked all the time for those things, and she didn't really, I think, take enough time to think about whether she was happy in her marriage and happy herself as an individual, and in the end, you know, as a human being, you need to have both of those things.
What I also found contemporary is that, for example, in her relationship with Edward, is very subtle the way they love each other or they hurt one another. So it's even more difficult in these situations to really call for freedom and say, okay, this is something that I should get away from.
Yeah, I think, I mean, from what I can tell of her letters and diaries, they didn't really fight as a couple, but that was maybe a problem, you know, that there was sort of fundamental issues in the relationship that had come up to do with his fidelity, his relationship with money, significant changes in their relationship that I feel maybe weren't addressed. Her father, Karl Marx, and his wife, Jenny, had a very, very happy marriage as well. And I think often the children of people who are very happily married struggle, and they feel the need to kind of fulfill an impossible ideal. So I think that perhaps that was a problem as well.
Thank you so much, Romola. I don't think for being with us, for talking about Miss Marx screening in competition at the 77th Venice International Film Festival. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider. Grazie.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.